This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's over to Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines here, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Heat lost their 8th in a row last night. Blown out. 116-95 to the New York Knicks. They fall to 10th in the East after the Bulls handle the Jazz 111-97. First time Spo has coached the team to 8 straight losses. First 8-game losing streak since 2007-2008.
So you guys going to apologize to me or what?
For?
Told you this guy was washed. Now he's putting up record low numbers at this time.
Come on, dude.
We heard his post game earlier. What's going on with this team? He said, I don't know.
Well, he's tried everything. What do you want him to say? He said, hold on. What he did say was, I'm not going to rant for you guys.
Nah.
Like, that doesn't mean that doesn't mean his players aren't going to get it.
Hmm.
They're going to get that business, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Really?
But will it result just in
numb? At what point are they just numb to that business?
I think they are. See? To be honest with you,
they don't take him serious. They don't respect him. He's lost the locker room, guys.
It's not that. It's like if you complain about something, doing something, or at some point you got to realize that maybe these guys can't do it. You ever thought of that? Like,
if we're gonna
nobody wants Liam Eikenberg to go in the game and suck. Right?
Chris Greer doesn't seem to have enough of that, though.
But you have here. Here's why you have Liam Eikenberg on your team. Because he can fill in for three different positions.
Not well.
You don't want – hold on. You don't want him playing on a regular basis. But you need a utility guy like that to play spot play in different positions. That's why he was there. Everybody got hurt. He ended up starting. So, like, yeah.
Speaking of washed, you see what Universal Music Group said to Drake?
What?
Whoa.
What'd they say?
No. Oh, you don't want to bring that up. You want to?
No. What do you mean?
You've been real silent over there.
Why don't you want to bring this up, Frog Boy?
I mean, it's just minuscule details in a bigger story, really. It's just no need to even just
mention. So what exactly have they said?
Well, they basically told Drake to shut up and stop being a whiny baby for losing a rap battle, that nothing was manipulated.
Yeah, I think the quote was, lost a rap battle that he provoked and in which he willingly participated.
Fair point.
I feel like I said this at one point.
Hey,
rap battles, though.
Hey, at what point does Drake just take the L and continue on with his career?
Apparently our answer is never.
Because he's not losing. It's still... Okay, he's
not losing.
Okay. What? He's down on the scoreboard, but there's still time, baby. There's still time left.
You know what? He just had a third quarter.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like you think? Do you think that Drake is telling himself there's something beautiful on the other side?
You got to embrace the struggle. Yeah.
Really? Got to embrace the struggle. You got to forge on. Oh, fish got somebody on.
Woo-hoo. Oh, man.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Oh. Oh, that's a double
play.
Nope, that's through. That's through.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Get third. Yeah, dude. Get that munion.
So, may I ask?
Yeah.
What chili pepper do you have?
Bet 20 bucks straight up.
What?
50 bucks to win.
Okay. You bet 20 to win 50?
I had to make it quick because you would have seen me.
Oh, dude.
I thought you were a grown man. You make your own decisions on who you're betting on.
No, I brought a mouthpiece just in case I had to go get him. I was getting ready to put my mouthpiece in, and then somebody said, your boy is over there at the kiosk.
Yeah.
He got sneaked
out. He said he was going to the bathroom, so I didn't pay attention.
Paul George was shut down for the remainder of the season.
Wow.
Great.
Paul George was shut down before the season. There's another guy. He's always hurt, right?
Always hurt.
How can you, like, no?
You thought paying Jimmy Butler
was... You know what's crazy? You know who never gets hurt?
Who?
James Harden.
He got some tight... Didn't he get some tight hammies back in the day in the playoffs?
For the most part, dude never... He plays 60, 70 games a year.
Being in shape is overrated.
Wait, just because he got bodied by Jake, doesn't have bodied by Jake, doesn't mean he's not in shape.
Huh? Luca.
Said, just because he said, same thing with Luca. Just because Luca don't have muscles and
Joker,
all that.
Joker's never hurt.
Right.
Joker's never hurt.
He don't move fast enough to get hurt.
That's actually my secret to avoiding injury. Something I developed a long time ago.
What?
Yeah. You don't move quick enough. You can't get
it's
hurt.
It's my whole point about Tua. At Tua, healthy. Skinny Tua, hurt. That's it. That's all we need to know.
I'm waiting for the first comments of Chunky Tua getting...
Careful.
It's not going to be me.
I'm saying you be careful.
I mean, you said something.
I'm saying
body by
I'm
Jake,
waiting for people to say, oh, that's because he can't move. Watch, it's coming. You know it is. Why does it feel like Friday?
Because you're in a casino.
One nothing Marlins.
Yeah, dude.
Did you bet the over two?
No, I just bet straight up. I told you I had to rush.
Were you looking over here, seeing if I was?
I was on that last kiosk over there,
behind. behind the pillar over there. Dude.
Oh man. Anyway, want to let you guys know. Get your tickets now. Buckets and bets. You guys can see the sign. Can I see the sign, Jay Fig?
Oh, I see the sign.
There's the sign, everybody. I'll put the QR code there if you guys want to scan it right there to get your tickets.
You think you can scan it? Let me see.
I think you can scan it.
Let me see if I can scan it.
I think you can scan it.
You can. Let's find out.
Buckets and bets is going down Thursday.
Let me see if
I can
scan
it.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh.
And you guys can get your tickets now.
Scan it, Jennifer.
You can scan it right now, and you guys can get your tickets to Buckets and Bets. You're gonna have these incredible college basketball tip-off weekend start off Thursday. You know you're not working, you're not doing anything productive. All right, get your ass down here. You watch a little basketball. We put some brackets together. You get silly with us. We're gonna get drunky skunky, maybe. And we're going to have a good time. Chili Peppers, action, buckets, and bets. We got it all going on starting Thursday.
Buckets and bets.
Yeah, dude. So, do we get one? We got one over there?
We got one run.
That's a start right there. That's a start.
Dude, you said the final's going to be 11 to 10.
Now I just need this pitcher I've never heard of to come through for me. What the hell's his name? Gillespie?
Good luck, dude.
Sachimo?
I see me.
Calais?
Take a break here on the show. Back after this.
Welcome back to the Figgy and Marco show. We got our two Hobnobbers live at the Hard Rock preparing for Buckets and Bets this weekend. You can catch us there later on this week. Figgy, are you going to the Hard Rock anytime this week?
But of course, I'll be there.
Yes. We were hobnobbing.
Yeah, we caught you.
We were hobnobbing with the Hard Rock.
Nice.
It's 1-1 already.
Okay. Let me just tell you something.
No. Let me give you a read.
I'm furious right now.
Here's the catcher.
Okay.
Right. Boom. Yeah. Right. Strike.
All right.
Wait, why would the catcher be called to strike? Why would the catcher tap his head?
No, the bench can. The bench can call for the challenge.
So the bench taps their head. They review it. Change it to a ball.
What?
They go to robots now, and the umpire has no power, and they change a 2-2 count to a 3-1. And I got to tell you, this Connor Gillespie,
you
let me down, dude, because this was supposed to be his big rotation audition today because Edward Cabrera got hurt.
You know what? Here, let me tell you something about sports.
Yeah.
You want to be great, but not everybody can.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh.
Okay. What was it, about to be a home run?
Not too much damage. For bases loaded, we'll take it.
So
I should have bet that over, though.
You want your guys. Want your guy to be great. What if he's just not great?
I don't know. I've never heard of
him. Why do you think, this is big chance? Yeah,
He looks, I got to imagine, he looks just like Tim Lincecum, except he doesn't throw 97.
No, he doesn't. Lincecum was skinny.
He looks just like Tim.
This dude is thick.
He's thick.
He's not thick compared to.
Same height, and he does the same rotation. He definitely watched Tim Lincecum growing up. Definitely. And he has his number, too. I bet you anything that kid's favorite pitcher is Tim Lincecum growing up.
Yeah, well, he don't throw like him.
No, Tim Lincecum threw gas, dude.
Right.
Gas.
But that's why he didn't pitch that long, because.
He was like Pedro, right?
Right. Pedro.
Pedro lasts a little longer. But, man, Tim Lincecum.
Yeah, but Pedro would pitch a lot of innings, too.
Did Tim Lincecum throw gas, or did he throw like 94? And I'm just imagining Tim Lincecum throwing gas.
He had a lot of work. He worked the ball a lot.
He's got two Cy Youngs, yeah? I feel like Tim Lincecum. Why am I?
Remember him? Slim Jim.
That's how you spell his name? Yeah, 2008.
How did you think he was spelling it?
Not the way.
Four-time All-Star, three-time champion, two-time Cy Young, three-time strikeout leader.
Right. Wow. His nickname is The Freak.
The Freak. Yeah,
that's
the Freak.
Crazy.
Wow, he's been out of baseball for a while, and he's only 40.
Yep. Pitched 2 no-hitters.
Wow.
And
look at that. His win-loss record is not that good. Isn't that crazy?
5'11". How much did he weigh, though?
170.
Wow, you nailed that.
I told you, dude. That's why it was hard to believe. Like, how fast was his fastball?
Let's see.
I don't think he threw gas. I think he just threw. He was a. Oh, no.
Gosh. 91 during his prime with the occasional reach in 98.
Right, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It wasn't fast. He threw a lot of junk.
The Freak.
He was clocked in 2009 at 101.
And that was the last time he pitched.
Yeah, well, I think that was the thing with him. Like, he was small. Like, once he had a prime, like, those, like, 4 years where he was untouchable. And then, like, we already see pitching's unnatural, and he's that size.
He was built like Pedro. Pedro's not a big dude, right? But he just threw gas.
I bet you Connor Gillespie's a big Tim Lincecum guy. Telling you. Pitches just like him, except without
the
gas.
Pull him up. Hey, I think he's 30, 40 pounds heavier than him.
What are you doing right now?
Watch it, Leroy.
We're looking at Marlon's
shredding.
Only 185.
5'11", 185. I'm telling you. Yeah. I was like,
guy.
I'm telling you.
Same guy.
I bet, is he from, where is he from? He's from Virginia. I thought he'd be from, like, San Fran. Anyway.
All right.
Thrilling.
There we go.
This is your Tim Lincecum talk for the day, everybody.
Strange.
Hey, who knows where this is going
to
go?
15 minutes of heat brought to you by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. He'll be back at it tomorrow. Detroit Pistons in town. Oh, man. Do you think there's end in sight? Can I ask you that? Because Vlad was all on this. Oh, we're coming
off
the West Coast.
He said if you don't win in the next couple of games, you're not going to win when you go out west.
So he got Detroit, Houston, both cooking.
Houston might be the best basketball in the league right now.
And, well, I think Amen Thompson's hurt. I think he sprained his ankle.
Okay.
Tyler doesn't have to deal with him. Tyler doesn't have to deal with that smoke, hopefully. Because you know that guy's coming in. He's going to try and pile drive Tyler Hero again. And then they got the Hornets, who just beat them, but maybe Miles Bridges doesn't play.
Oh, my goodness. That was crazy.
It is crazy.
He scored. How much did he score?
35.
However much he wanted to.
Yeah, 35, step back threes. Crazy. Just lit the Heat's ass on fire, as everybody is right now. Mikal Bridges yesterday, Karl Anthony Towns. It's get right day. It's get your numbers day when the Heat come to town. It really is.
When did the Heat going to have that get right moment?
When we get Zion, dude. When we get Zion Williamson. By the way, did you see Nico like my tweet?
No.
He ain't got nothing else to do.
I know.
How much time does he have?
I tweeted a picture.
Did he need surgery?
I don't know if he needed surgery, but he needed at least four. He was going to be done. Like, if he was going to come back, it was for the playoffs, but I don't even see.
Oh, really? He's done for the year?
He broke his hand.
So?
Shooting hand.
So, I was back. I got a screw put in my rod put
but
in my hand.
To go.
You tweeted the Han picture?
Yeah, I put a picture of him, and I said 3-11 without this rascal, sad eyes emoji, and then the picture of him sneaking into Han. He liked it.
I love that photo. There it is.
I miss him so much. I miss his.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Face.
You.
He really is a vibe, though. Like, that's the thing. I think you need guys who have a joy of playing, and I do think that he was so unique in that he could facilitate, he could shoot, he could rebound. Like, he just did a little bit of everything.
Right.
You know, slow-mo does it. But
at his own pace.
At his own pace, dude.
Yeah. No, I get it.
And I feel like Jaime gives you, like, 4 good minutes of remembering, oh, yeah, that's what Jaime Jaquez was.
He give you 4 good minutes, and then, I don't know. Everybody has a role, but here's the problem. You can't have a whole team of complementary players. And it seems like when you have a roster of guys that you don't – they can score 30.
We got ducks on the
pond.
But
you don't know when.
We got ducks on the pond right now.
You have fish on the pond.
No ducks.
No, you don't do ducks.
What?
They're fish.
No, they're always fish. But when you're on the base, that duck's on the pond.
No. It's fish. You go with your mascot.
If it's Marco's frogs.
You guys are quibbling over the craziest things.
You know why? Because none of the teams are winning right now. So we quibble about stuff. So anyway.
Yep.
What were we talking about again before Ducks, you sidetracked fish. Me?
It doesn't matter. But what I would like to do is close out today with a mixed bag.
But
before that, if you guys want to be in the game where the Heat's losing streak may come to an end, how about that?
I think you could have seen. Let's try to sell that a little different.
No. I think that's a good way.
I think that's a good sell. Yourself,
if you want to be doing? The good luck charm to see the Heat streak come to an end, 305-567-0566. I got Heat Hornets tickets for you to caller number 8. 305-567-0560. Caller 8 to 305-567-0560. And you guys can win tickets to Heat and Hornets to this weekend. I think it's Sunday. Is it Sunday?
Sunday.
Sunday. If you guys want Heat Hornets tickets, caller 8 to 305-567-0560. And you yourself could see the Heat's losing streak come to an end. 305-567-0560. We'll mix it up to close things out after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Thanks again to the Hard Rock for having us out here today. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Please stop watching old...
Dude.
Please stop. Is that a frog?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys watching over there, huh?
Look at this. What?
Are you watching home videos of Marcos?
Is that... Is it alive?
No.
So, like, the fry just does that? Very confused.
That's why I said
Hey, we got buckets and bets coming up on Thursday. If you guys want to come here for the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend, immerse yourself with massive LED screens, drinks with your crew, and just action wall-to-wall. Chili Peppers going on here. We are transforming the ballroom over here to the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Get your tickets now. Ticketmaster.com.
Put this picture up. I scanned it. It works. Scan it on your phone.
Move your corner chair there. Okay, now it's there. Scan that QR code if you're watching us. You guys can come join us. Have some fun with us. We'll be here all 4 hours on Thursday and Friday having fun with everybody and watching all of the action. So check that on out. And it's also brought to us by our friends over at Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. Check it on out. And you must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Marcos!
Yes, sir!
Stop putting it off. Let's mix it up, dude.
Let's do it.
The Mixed Bag is brought to us by Leroy watching Twitter.
You go, Leroy.
He loves it. It's adorable. What do you got for us today, man?
Well, we talked earlier about the Miami Marlins and their shenanigans to develop a practice team.
Yep.
But they aren't the only ones who are experimenting with a little bit something extra in regards to practice.
Okay.
The LA Sparks. Not sure if you guys heard this story. They are currently looking for male basketball players for a practice team that they're putting together so that they're... WNBA players can compete against male talent. This is one of the stars of the Sparks, Cameron Brink, talking about the practice players that are now being recruited.
I guess my confession is I'm really icked out by the potential new practice players.
Okay, I haven't seen the post. Can you give me an example?
It's basically just like a flyer. It's like me, De'Erica, Rakia, and Kelsey. And it's like male practice players wanted. And usually we use like USC college guys that also like do it for the women's team at USC.
Okay.
And all the comments are like, let Cameron Brink back me down. Like, or something about Rakia or something about Kelsey. And now I'm just like, preferably they're gay.
No, for real. That's like they need to go through a heavy HR training.
Who are we trusting coming into this gym?
But the nerve to just like sit there on their phones and be like, I want to back it up on Cameron.
You want to back it up on me?
No, but like, could you imagine?
I'm not boxing anyone out. That Lynn, our new coach, is going to be screaming at me for not rebounding. I'm not boxing out anyone.
Horny practice, dude.
morning practice, man.
That's an awkward situation, isn't it?
It is. Why is that? But that is a common thing for women's basketball players to practice against dudes. I'm not being totally honest. I didn't know that was a common thing.
Here's the deal. If you could find other women that were comparable to push you to make you better, you'd actually be playing against them. You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of the same argument I had with Kalel going down to Sioux Falls.
Right.
He ain't matching the talent. He ain't going to learn playing against Sioux Falls guys. He needs to get his lumps in the NBA. So I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to up their level of, basketball by playing against maybe a stronger person or whatever. But I can see how it also feels icky, you know, as she says. Like, they're trying to raise the level of competition. Where are you going to find other women that are going to be as good as them to push them? Mm. Right? So, I get it. But I can also see how it would be awkward. But you're hoping that people could be professional about it.
What else you got, Marcos?
Gentlemen, there must be a renaissance of some sort currently happening as yet another story surrounding a tweaking of the practice method.
What?
This time, Deion Sanders, prime time coach of the Colorado Buffs.
Coach Prime to you.
Coach Prime to me.
He's good.
He's really good. By the way, I was watching Leroy. I'm so sorry, but I didn't mean to do this. But I was watching primetime highlights this weekend. I was in the studio, and I was like, you know, let's put on some Deion Sanders highlights or something like that. And he was with the Cowboys, and a clip comes up, and I'm like, oh, look, I work with him. That's Leroy Horde right there. And then I think he stripped the ball from you, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, next highlight, please. let's keep it moving. Don't worry.
At least you didn't get stripped by a bum.
It still was cool to be like, hey, you see that NFL player? I work with that guy.
Let me see.
With him.
Was I playing for the Vikings? Or?
Yeah, you were 44 Vikings.
Yo, yeah, I had a bunch of fumbles in one game. In the playoff game.
Did you really?
Yeah. My knee was hurt.
I got a little
it was brutal.
Denny still love you?
Huh?
Did Denny still love you?
Not as much. I don't blame him. I didn't want to fumble. I was just hurt.
Yeah. Still
hard to concentrate on the football when you can barely run.
This broken thumb or this broken thumb?
It was my knee.
Oh, damn.
Gross. But anyway, speaking of practice and Deion Sanders, he has an idea to fix the spring game by adding an opponent. Usually you do it against, offense versus defense.
You know they do that in high school, right?
No.
They play against another school for spring ball.
Yeah.
Right. They could do it.
Well, he is proposing the idea, and it seems like Syracuse may be biting on the bait that Coach Prime has delivered.
Spring game will be televised. ESPN2 will broadcast spring game on the 19th. We got to sell this thing out and pack this thing because the way the trend is going, you never know if this is going to be the last spring game. I don't believe in that. I don't really want to condone that. I would like to play the spring. Actually, I like to play against another team in the spring. That's what I'm trying to do right now, to have it competitive. Playing against your own guys kind of get monotonous, and you really can't tell the level of your guys. Because, you know, it's the same old, same old. Everybody kind of know each other towards the end. I would like to style it like the pros. I would like to practice against someone for a few days, then you have the spring game. And I think the public will be satisfied with that tremendously. I think it's a tremendous idea. Yeah, I've told those personnel who should understand that it's a tremendous idea.
You don't understand. It's my idea. It's a Coach Prime idea. It's a tremendous idea. I love it. And by the way, he's right. And speaking of styling it after the pros, I think the pros should style it after them. Because I believe an NFL spring game is the way to go. Do you know how hyped we would be if in 2 months we had ourselves a May NFL spring game?
Let me explain.
That is the way to go. I am telling. Dude,
let me explain
how great would it be?
Let me explain something to you.
What?
Tell me.
What?
There is no human being that you're paying $30, $40 million a year.
Right.
That you're going to get to play football.
Of course.
in April or May.
I'm not asking for Tua. I'm not asking for Tyreek. So, but imagine Eric Azukama, Zach Wilson, Liam Eichenberg, guys who got to show Cam Smith. How much better would it be if in May we saw a little Cam Smith doing some football and getting himself in some action, and we'd have a better feel for it? And in fact, you could do pre-draft, do a post-draft. I don't know. Maybe you want some guys, maybe bring in some guys who want to, like, make some noise pre-draft, you know, maybe some Canes who are like, yeah, this is my chance. You know, this is our L.A. Sparks moment.
I'm telling you. Bowl for that.
No. But against actual NFL in your town, if you got to play local guys.
Wait, you already said half the guys weren't going to play. How's it actual NFL talent when you've excluded half the team already?
It's a spring game.
So, is Teron Armstead going to play?
No.
Calais Campbell?
No, absolutely not.
Zach Sealer?
Absolutely not.
So, let me get this straight. You want to have an NFL spring game.
Yep.
And who you're putting out there is all the Liam Eichenbergs of the league.
Yes.
That's not.
It's going to work.
Oh, my goodness.
Wouldn't you feel better if Zach Wilson, if we got him some game reps before even training camp?
No.
All right. Mistake.
No. Nobody wants football in NFL football in April or May.
Dade South says, what about a spring roll game? Sounds delicious.
Mm.
So the difference between a spring roll and an egg roll, besides the egg, spring roll doesn't have meat. Spring roll is just vegetables.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wow.
You know what? Spring roll, kick the sharpest of rocks.
Mm.
We've somehow circled back.
Give us one more there, Marcos, before we get out of here.
Jaime Jaquez. Since we're going
through. Great pass yesterday, though. Great blocking pass by him. Well, you know, probably the play of the game for the Heat.
Probably the play of the season for him.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
We're going through dark times, according to Jaime Jaquez. Dark times indeed. Let's hear him.
It's frustrating. We're going through the dark days right now. I think as a team, we just got to come together and find a new fight. These last however many games we got left, and that's something that we've been talking about. And I think overall, just come together and, you know, find something to rally around.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, Jaime. It's been tough. It is dark, and I need a nightlight.
Preferably your own, though. Don't take it from your son again, if possible.
Well, we'll see. I mean, if it's in my house, it's mine.
No.
Or your daughter.
Hey,
don't do it.
I'm not sipping on nothing. The little baby straw maybe suggested that, but I'm not.
That's a margarita, dude. Mm-hmm. That's a margarita.
Yep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How dare you guys accuse.
That was Marcos.
Yeah, it's rat true. Bastards.
I know Leroy wouldn't do it on the job.
All right, everybody, that's our show for today. And even if we did, the Heat have lost 8 in a row. Who are you to judge?
Now, I may or may not have wanted to get the true feeling of a piña colada to see how it...
Theoretically.
Yeah,
theoretically. Theoretically.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you guys out here Thursday for Buckets and Bets. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. It's going on starting on Thursday, the 20th. It runs through the 23rd this weekend. It's presented by Hard Rock Bet. Thanks again to John Chapper for stopping by. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
I think I would have preferred Mac Jones
this season.
Put on them apple bottom jeans and get low, Tyler.
I like scissors. Okay.
But I can get the f*** out of Miami, man.